Trot's action goes to Gumbower today up there on the Murray River. Before we get stuck into the program there with Luke Humphreys, we'll wrap up the totes and the first at Healesville. Kraken Attila, 3-10-140. 7 Scary, $2. 1 Let's End at $2. 4th In was number 2. 10-50 for the Quinella. 14-10 Exacta. Try $154.50. First 4, $333.80. With all clear there on the first second event in around 6 minutes from now. Gumbower Racing today. We're 47 minutes off race number one. Joining us to go through the nine events, Luke Humphreys. Luke, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Bit of a different track, Gumbower, a different track shape. Quite a big track in compared to most in Victoria.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty much, I suppose, the closest thing we've got to Menangle in a way. It's 6 furlongs, 1,200 metres in circumference, so it's a big track. They all get their charts, and yeah, obviously, I suppose, because of that sort of circumference, I suppose that gives them the opportunity to maybe run fairly decent times compared to maybe some of the other once or year or two or twice a year tracks we see racing in this state. So, interesting nine-race program ahead of us, and the first is due at 1 minute to 12.
First event on the program is a 43-54. No scratchings here. Storm Tide is the favourite. Sugars with the reins, 260. Murano, 310. 340. Largham, $11. Paddington Central.
Yeah, interesting race to start the card. I've gone 7-6-5-3. 7 out of carries is about 20-1. First up for a new trainer today, Kevin Wiedenbeck Jr. Figure form is very ordinary, 7-7-7-8-9. But they've all been in much stronger races, and this is a big drop in class. Now, it has drawn outside of the front row, but it's a horse that's got a 28% winning strike rate. Was able to win some half-decent races from a ratings perspective, went in South Australia, and then come over here, and things haven't quite gone right. I just think it's down in grade and is worth having maybe something each way on it, despite the draw being first up for a new stable. Ratings-wise, it's right down in class as well. So I don't think it's the worst, despite poor figure form, 7 out of character. Over 6, which is Murano, is definitely much better over the sprint. He's won 32 races. 30 of them have been over the sprint. But in saying that, in this sort of rating of race, he rates highly. Storm Tide's form's a bit up and down. I mean, his best is probably good enough. He's only won the one racer in 12, but if you go through his form, I think clearly he's got a few issues. But he's obviously got to be some sort of chance with 3 Paddington Central, I thought, was next best. Last start, 4th at Cranbourne. 7-6-5-3 in race 1.
Race number 2 is a 43-50 over the 2,030 metres. No scratchings here. 1 Crowded Hour, 390. Cobbermack, 420. 480 on Dana's advice and feeling energetic at 5.
Yeah, I've gone 4-5-2-3 and race 2, number 4, 1 Crowded Hour, my best of the day. I was calling it Kilmore the last time it went around, and I made it my best bet on the program there, and it probably should have gone very close to winning. I ended up 3 back the inside, never ever got a crack at them. You go back through its form, it's was a maiden winner 5 starts back, but took on some fairly good horses throughout a series through the Birchman Charlton Cup meetings, 2 and 3 starts back, and as I say, probably should have won last start, so I think he gets the chance to win here second up. From a little let up, 1 Crowded Hour. A Rock and Roll Jet's only won 1 from 46, but is always around the mark. So in this sort of race, he should be competitive. Whether he can actually win, though, I suppose is another question. 2 Womdana's advice. 3rd of the Chuka 2 starts ago. Didn't get have the best of luck in a much in a stronger race last start at Shepparton. That was about a month ago. First up from a little let up here. And a number 3, feeling energetic, has been around the mark of late. 4th in that race that 1 Crowded Hour went around in. Last time at Kilmore, we went off just about favourite, open favourite anyway, was 3 wide of the death, beaten about half a length. Narrow second before that at Cobram and a second before that at Shepparton will be around the mark. Race 2, number 4 is my best of the day. 4-5-2-3, race 2.
Race number 3, as runners head to the start at Healesville, is a 46-49 for the 3-year-olds. No scratchings. Delightful Nikki off barrier 2-230. Cashflow Cassie off the pole 2-40. Bundle of notes, best of the rest, $9.
Yeah, I thought Cashflow Cassie got the chance here to break the maiden at the 20th attempt. I think she's definitely a better horse than Delightful Nikki, to be honest. So I'd have the market the other way around, to be honest. And obviously she's got the barrier advantage. They both come out of the same race at Kilmore last start, which was a pretty strong 3-year-old maiden. However, it was a dash home. Cashflow Cassie had to lead up the 3 wide line from the outside of the second row, where Delightful Nikki had a nice run behind the leader from barrier 1. Was beaten 16 metres by the winner. Cashflow Cassie was beaten 33 metres by the winner. Has fairly similar form lines through their juvenile campaigns. There's not much between them, but I do think Cashflow Cassie's the better horse. I think she gets the chance to beat her. So 1 Cashflow Cassie thinks she gets the chance to win today. Seven Bundle of Notes have got the second of each of his last two. One of them was behind Major Angel as a two-year-old. First up today without a trial, an interesting runner despite the draw. Two Delightful Nikki will definitely be up there. Just not sure if she can beat Cash Flow Cassie, to be honest. Three Coco Rocks, disappointed last I saw, but had a few problems there. Might have had had a virus, according to the stewards' reports. Did go around in a Group 2 series a couple of starts ago, and is a chance in this sort of race. 1-7-2-3, race 3.
60 seconds off race number 2 at Healesville, Luke, as we move on to race number 4 of 41-50, High Flux 330, No Mighty Regal 480, 7 American Tiger 550, no scratchings.
Yeah, I've got 9-8-7-5, 9 Mighty Regal. Maybe his last couple of starts maybe quite haven't been as good as maybe what he was going, as good as what he was going a couple of months ago, possibly, but he has been around the mark, and this sort of rating of race suits him. Last start, second at Cranbourne 7 days ago. You go back 4 starts ago, second in Fast Time behind a decent horse at Bendigo. So whilst he's outside the second row, he's the class runner. Adilawong Jovia was third in that race at Cranbourne last week, sat in the depth. Obviously a chance in this sort of race. American Tiger's got the outside of the front row draw, but has been around the mark and will obviously be up there in this sort of race as well. The class runners, as the barrier draw would tell you, and 5 Argy Bargy should be around the mark as well, has got good enough consistent form. Thought they were the 4 key chances, 9-8-7-5 in race 4.
Race number 5, first leg of the quaddie, we'll get to on the other side of this race from Healesville, where they're boxing up In My Pocket Fix, favourite at $3 as we head back to James. He's calling them 4, 7, 2 and 8, 4 being the winner In My Pocket, 380 and $1.70, 7 Jazz Opera, 190, 2 Kraken Style, 230, 4th in was number 8, Can You Dig It. Full bank of totes when they do become available after the running of race number 2, as we move on to race 5 at Gumbow with Luke Humphreys. This is the Alabar Platinum Mares Sprint Championship. They're a 52-69 raters. No scratchings. Orby is the favourite at $1.60. Lara J. McRae, 290, 650. She's My Baby. And Sheer Modern, 950.
Yeah, Orby's going to be very hard to beat. She's had a great year. Has been in the top 4 in each of her last 4 starts in Metropolitan events. The most recent of those behind the impressive Spellbound. Last victory was on a Chuka Cup night 5 starts ago. She's a mare in form, and they're always hard to beat. Obviously, she's taking on 6 mares here in the 3rd heat of this Group 3 series, but she's definitely the most in form of them. As I say, she's had a great year with 3 victories, and as I say, been up there in recent times in Metropolitan races. She's the one to beat, no doubt. 7, Lara J. McRae, another one dropping in class. Last start, 8th in the feature mares race at Melton. 2nd before that in the heat of this series at Charlton. And that was in where she sat without cover and was behind Minuscule. She Will Rock was 3rd in that race and was also 3rd at Hamilton in the 1st heat of this series. So she's running around in the 3rd heat of this series today. Has run 3rd and 2nd in the 1st and 2nd heat of this series. She'll be around the mark, another Metropolitan performer. Sheer Modern, first time she hasn't raced. She's gone around Sheer Modern for a long time. That hasn't been in the Sunraysia area, but her recent form in the Mulgeria area has been pretty good. It was a very impressive winner 2 starts ago. She's 3rd best, and 4, She's My Baby. Didn't have much luck against pretty good boys last start, and she rounds out the top 4. They're clear of the main 4. 6-7-5-4 in race 5.
Race number 6 is a 43-54 over the 2,030 metres. No scratchings here. Rock the Nation, 340. El Boston, 4. Good Looking Rooster, 6, 750. No, Nay, Never, and Choose Reactor, 750.
Yeah, Title Search finished 3rd last year in the week, number 5, as an evens favourite at Cobram, but wouldn't mind putting the pen through that run, as the horse had to have a bit of a sulky change before the start, and I don't think the sulky it was on its back was quite the most modern of all time. If you go back through his form, you can possibly say, I suppose, it was a bit disappointing, 2 and 3 starts back as well. But if you go back 4 and 5 starts back, he's got a 3rd behind Orby, which obviously reads very well, and a 2nd behind Crafty Bart, which also reads very well. Let's Make Tracks finish 3rd in that race. So Title Search, think he can win this. He's down in grade a bit as well. Over 9 Full of Mischief, which is the horse that I've tipped to run 2nd. Go back 4 starts ago, she's got a 4th behind Equity Stride. That sort of form reads well for this. This is another one that's down in grade for this, or he's down in grade for this. Number 4 is El Boston, last start 3rd in the Kyabram Cup at Shepparton. That was 2 weeks ago, down in grade for this. 2nd behind Let's Make Tracks, 3 back. That's good enough form for this as well. And 8, Rock the Nation, interesting runner, first up for new trainer Sean Kittle, first up for almost 2 months, definitely an interesting runner. They're the 4 key chances, the 4 to go, the 4 to go in the quaddie, 5, 9, 4, 8, the order I put them in, race 6.
Race number 7 on the program's for the trot off the mobile. No scratchings here. 10 Son of Sunoco, 260. Number 5, Wildom Zave at $4.40. Bella Lucy at $6.50. Kalani Heidi, and She's a Chocolatier at 10.
Yeah, Son of Sunoco is definitely the class runner. Of course, he was the winner of the Redwood in 2012. I didn't think I'd call him the first trial, but he's been in 2012. He's been around a long time. And look, he's the class runner. He hasn't won for about 3.5 years. That was in the Metropolitan Race at Melbourne in the September of 2017. He was first past the post in a race early in the year, but gallops and horses were up in the finish with him, so he was relegated. He's the class runner. He can do things wrong on occasions, but look, he's the class runner, so we'll put him on top. In what looks a pretty competitive trot, Kalani Heidi was going pretty well for Damien Wilson. Winner two back at Shepparton and a good performance. A bit unlucky at Cobram earlier in the week. Gallop before that and was far from disgraced. 3 and 4 runs before that. Winner five back, so she's definitely a chance. Bella Lucy's another one in good form. Gallops, though, earlier in the week at Cobram, which could be a concern, but was a bit unlucky at Shepparton before that. Went fourth. Another one that's in form. Number five is Wildom Zav. He's just got things wrong his last two, but his best is definitely good enough. And we'll put him in for fourth ahead of Christmas Baby, who I can't believe we actually haven't fitted into the selection, because she's flying and she's ready to win, but she has got a tough draw outside the front row. For 10.895 with the key four chances, and with the four key chances, that's the order I put them in race seven.
Race number 8 on the program of 57 to 68. No changes here. This race over the 2030. Major Bell 290. Rock and Roll Noah at $4.80. Guptas Cullen $5. Lara Bay, best of those in the market draw wise, $6.50. Return Soldier $9.50.
Yeah, fast class race of the day for the Pacers, and I'd say probably the most competitive race of the day. Gave at least seven of them a chance. 9, 10, 11, 3. I think Guptas Cullen's ready to win. She's a 9-year-old mare. She's not young. Sean McNulty, the trainer, wasn't disgraced throughout the series they run during the Mildura Cup Carnival. But for the horses, just below the cup level, the race is now known as the Tenderprint Australia Cup. And fourth in the heat, sixth in the final. It was always a very strong race. Then fifth in the decent race at Stawell, third at Bendigo on a Friday night on a quick backup here. And finished third in that race, beaten 7 metres behind the very smart Tangling with Sierra. So that form's more than good enough, and I thought she represented some value. 10 Rock and Roll Noah, last start winner of the Kai Abram Cup. That was first up for new trainer Paul Parsons, so it was interesting. 11 Regardless, obviously a class runner outside of the second row. Definitely go close. Michael Gadsden prepared, Denby Wade driven. 3 Leonard S is another horse that's a good class runner on this sort of race. She'll be there from the draw. The other horses I gave chances to. 4 Magic Cruiser, who was first up for about 2 months here, but a last start fourth in probably a stronger race at Oyen. Major Mal's just about the favourite, well bred, but is up in class for this, so I thought it was a bit under the odds. And what's the other? And they're the horses we gave the chances to, and there's another one that, in there as well that we gave a chance to, and that was 8th Return Soldier, who's definitely got all the ability in the world, but he's obviously had a few problems in his career, but he's obviously very good on his day. His recent figure form isn't very good. But yet can't discount him in this sort of race. So at least seven chances, in my opinion, 9, 10, 11, 3, the top four, race 8.
Race number 9, final event on the programs for the maidens over the 2,030 metres. 2 is a scratching. Caesar Ryan, $3.10. Gallifrey Direct at $3.20. Lethal Lover, $4.20. Out to Johnny's Cash at $11. And Noble Julia, $14.
Yes, Caesarian's north from 30, but really deserves to win. Last out, second in each of his last three at Hamilton, Ballarat and Stawell. Pretty strong maiden. He was narrowly beaten in at Stawell last start. Just an awkward inside second row draw here, but he really deserves to win. He's getting closer to breaking the mark. If he gets some luck, he'll go close. 5 Lethal Lover, second in a up to 52 rating race at Kilmore last start. That sort of form obviously takes her close. There's another one that's getting close to breaking the duck. Gallifrey Direct will be around the mark from the draw. Also consistent enough form. Luke Bryant prepared, Taylor French driven. And for fourth will go number 10, Johnny's Cash, who's down the track here in the week at Cobram, but I thought was best of the rest. But I thought three key chances, 3.58, 8.53, 10 in the last of 9, Brendan.
Best bet, value bet, quaddy play of the day for Gunbower, please, Luke.
Yeah, best bet race 2, number 4, 1 crowded out. I thought he'd found a good race. Unlucky first up at Kilmore and had been taking on good opposition before that. So second up or nil up, I think he can win. Value race 8, number 9, Guptas Cullen. Quick backup on the backup from Bendigo Friday night. That was only 2 days ago, obviously. But it was against very good horses, tangling with Sierra and the like, and her runs before that have been good. So I think she's ready to win. play of the day. I think there's two races we can go. Race 3, box trifecta 1, 2, 3, 7. And race 9, box trifecta 3, 5, 8. So that's 1, 2, 3, 7, box trifecta the 3rd. 3, 5, 8, box trifecta the 9th. Quaddy races 5, 6, 7, 8. First leg 6, 1 out. Second leg 4, 5, 8, 9. Third leg is 5, 8, 9, 10. Then probably the most competitive race of the day, the fourth leg, the fast class, 3, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11. So that's 6, 1 out, then 4, 5, 8, 9, 5, 8, 9, 10, and coming home with 3, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11 at Gumbow today, Brendan.
Good calling today, Luke.
Good on you, mate. Have a good one.
Luke Humphreys there with his thoughts on the Gumbow preview. Totes and all clear there after race 2 at Healesville. 4 in my pocket, 380, 170. 7 Jazz Opera, 190. 2 Kraken Sky, 230. 4th in was 8 Quinella, 660 Exacta, 1190. Try 62.90. First 4, 178.70. 6-4 in the double, $15. 5 minutes off race number 3. Tote favourite is Harrison House at $2.90. Unquestioned is the fixed favourite at $2.25. In the third, James going 4, 1, 6 and 8. We're heading to a break here on Sunday Central. George Verugia to talk greyhounds on the other side.